my family's financially set.
Okay, if you were to pass away today, you're fine, man.
My family would be financially set. If I passed away today, think about it, I'm 23 years old. I pass away today, my family doesn't have to work.
Does your family, like...
Do they know?
Do they have life insurance too?
Yeah.
So if they pass away, they pass away,
I'm financially stable.
You're financially stable.
Because why? I know the money game. Isn't it crazy? This is what I tell people all the time, and it's so funny to me. It's so common sense, but common sense ain't common
anymore.
So if you have it, you're a genius. Okay.
Common sense ain't common.
Look. By law, if you have a car, what do you need?
Insurance.
You have your apartment. What do you need by law?
Insurance.
Okay. You have your phone. People get insurance on it.
I don't.
People do, though.
No,
think about it.
Okay? I
got insurance. I pay fucking...
Guy.
For my phone, this shit cost almost $2,000 for this stupid phone.
Jesus.
You think I'm not going to insure that shit? I fucking insured it.
Bro, it's a nice
phone. $2,000 for that phone.
What kind of phone is it?
The Samsung Galaxy S9 5G 20... Whatever.
23.
That shit's cracked already. Okay? I insured that shit. Now,
wait, hold on. The screen takes the fucking...
Yeah, the screen.
How the fuck does it do that?
It's crazy. Now look. Every product out there, by law, you have to get insurance by law. Right?
Uh-huh.
Isn't it crazy how life insurance is not the product that has to be? Life insurance is the only product that by law you don't need it. But every other product you do. But life insurance you don't. Why? Because it's the only product that if you pass away, your family gets money. Every other one, you pay for it. Don't ever get anything. If I crash, my car insurance will not give money to my parents, my family, my siblings. Won't take care of them. If my house burns down and I'm in it, they're not going to guarantee them nothing. It's not going to happen.
How do you have Cocomelon here?
It's called a kid's... using my phone. I have Cocomelon. I have
I can show you mine
ABC.
And I have Coco Kids TV. I have Cocomelon in my shit too.
I'm like, bro, it's just annoying. You know? But it means whatever. Hey, so
man. Whatever comes up now.
So what I tell people, like, I pay for my insurance. I pay for my dad's insurance. Okay? My dad pays for his life insurance and my mom's. Okay? He pays for theirs.
Wait, so your dad...
My dad pays for his insurance and my mom. They're combined in one policy.
Okay.
Okay? I've got an insurance policy on my dad separate. Just my dad. Okay? Because he's the only one that works. I'm not trying to sound disrespectful, but if my mom passed away, financially, it wouldn't affect us.
Yeah, but it would affect the cost of the life.
But, yeah, emotionally, it would affect us.
Yeah, emotionally.
Financially, though, no disrespect to my mom, my lover, and everything.
Fuck, hold on.
But it would not affect me. Okay? The camera quality is fucking amazing, bro. You can tap on here. It's just crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You can't even zoom in a fucking 100-something%, whatever. That's just crazy. So, that's why I got insurance on my dad. Okay? I pay for mine and my dad's, and my dad pays for his and my mom's. I pass away, my family gets $1 million check. Now, I got them already prepared. They're not getting that $1 million check and spending it. What they're going to do is they're going to invest that money. Okay? You can put it in certain accounts. Talk to a financial advisor to do that. Okay, I'm not going to suggest anything. Okay? What they're going to get, let's say their interest, for example, okay? For example, just give you an example out here. It's 10%. That means they're getting $100,000 a year, which is $8,300 a month. In one household right now in California, somebody makes about, combined, it's about $50,000, $60,000. That's what a family combined makes. $100,000 a year, they'll be taken care of. That's $8,000 a month. What they're going to do is they're going to get insurance on themselves for $10 million. So my kid, if I die, he's going to get a $10 million policy on himself. He's not going to pay for it. My money's going to pay for it. So when he dies, invests it on top of the money that's already growing from my insurance, they're going to have more than $1 million a year is what they're getting. That's about $83,000 a month, for example. Right? If your daughter had $83,000 a month, do you think she'll be good? Now, I know people are going to say, well, if you give them too much money, you're going to spoil them. They're going to turn out bad.
No, that's not my... That's not my...
It's how you raise them. Now, yeah. They turn out bad, that's on you. There's no such thing as bad dogs. There's bad owners. There's no such thing as bad kids. There's bad parenting. If your kid doesn't know how to do it with money, you just didn't do the right job. It's not your kid's fault. It's what you're teaching them. If you're teaching them how to drink every freaking Saturday, Friday, Sunday, go turn up, go do this, that's on you. You raise that. You put them in that situation. Money doesn't change people. Habits change people.
Bad habits.
I can show you people that make millions of money, millions of dollars. Good habits, they don't do nothing like that. They don't spend their money like crazy.
So, what do you think about this? An average millionaire has 5 streams of income.
8.
About 8. The minimum, 5 streams. 5 to 8. So, right now, what would you say you have?
The way my business works, every person I have as a licensed is a source of income.
Does that make sense? So it's 1, 2.
Every,
three,
yeah. Four, the way my business five, works, six. It's like, for example, you got to look at it this way. Let's say you worked at Starbucks. Okay? Usually you have the 2 cashiers, right? The one doing the drive-thru, that's 3. One doing the other thing and the other thing, that's another 2. That's 3, 4, 5. And they have an additional one, about 6 people in the back. Right? How does that owner make money? Technically, each person is a source of income for him. So technically, he has 6 ways of making money. Does that make sense? So my business, it's similar.
I'm just thinking right now, like, it's not fair. It's the fact that I'm already doing something big.
Compared to who?
Compared to my old self.
Right? So, that's
but,
it, bro. It's
bro,
just...
let me help you out. I know that with some of the methods I know on social media advertising, I don't even need to mention the name. All I need to mention is what would happen if you die. Insurance. Life insurance. Like that. I don't even need to. And what I can do is generate the traffic to you.
Yeah, bro. You do that. Every client I get, I'll give you a $200 gift card. Technically, I can't give you cash no more, but I can give you a gift card to go eat somewhere.
Yeah, I'm down for that. I'm down for that.
So that's how that works. You know, you give me a client, that's $200 you get. Depending on the client. Okay? The most you get is $200. So it just depends. Anyway, that's just it, dude. It's
so you have like a referral program?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. But it's crazy. Like, the way I see it, it's so crazy.
So check that out right there. I put that up right there. It's a recruiting referral. I'm in a recruiting referral right now. There's a list of people who... I have who every person who I refer pays me $1,000 per person.
For what?
As a referral.
To what though?
To a job. So
what kind of job?
All right, so
like a agency.
Yeah. So watch, check this out. So there's this company that doesn't have a third party company to recruit or referral or or to hire.
Right.
So this job doesn't have a job agency. So they pay the employee or the not the they play they they'll pay the employee or they'll pay a candidate.
Whoever's
interested in referring people, they'll pay them $1,000 for that.
But is it like a agency?
It's not agency. The direct company pays individuals to hire
as a third party.
As a third party. So the company doesn't have a third party, but the company does want to do a third party. But then that means this referral program. You wonder
why they do this one better? Because if they get an agency to do a third party, it's different. I'd rather give you the $1,000 for referring one person, because I'll make a profit on that right away, right? Then go to the agency. Because through the agency, that's the biggest ripoff overall.
Keep going.
Let's say, for example,
keep
going. I'm the agency, right? I hire you. I tell you, hey, look, I have a job you can go do tomorrow. Okay? They're going to pay you $15 an hour. You're going to be like, hell yeah, 15? I'm down. Right? Whatever. But you don't know is that as an agency, that company just told me they're willing to pay you $24 an hour. Okay?
Yeah,
I'm giving you 15.
So there's two ways they're making money.
Every time you go to work, every hour that you go to work, okay? I'm already making $9 for every hour you work. Okay? Because I'm telling you 15.
Not only that, but the recruitment. Now look, the $1,000 too.
Yeah, so think about that. If I go to the agency, they're making money, right? Here's the worst part. If as the company, they come to me as the agency, and they tell me, hey, you know, your guy that you referred to us, he's doing a phenomenal job. We want him to come through the company. Guess what the agency says? Okay. You want him? We'll give him to you. How much you want to pay up for him?
That too.
How much you willing to pay up? How bad do you want him? You see, they say slavery isn't legal. Technically, it is.
That's slavery.
Technically, it is. Yeah, so your salary is slavery spelled incorrectly. It's missing words. It's the same shit. So when people go get a job,
salary is slavery.
Misspelled.
And also check this out. So job agencies, what they do, because this company pays you, if the recruiter, if the candidate who has been hired on with the company pays you $1,000, but they pay you $1,000 per time, like per time zone. So this company, right,
like
here,
3 months kind of thing, or what?
Yeah. So,
well, think about that. I'd rather pay you $1,000 for the time that he's been here, right, than give the agency fucking.
Exactly.
Shitload of fucking money. So that company's smart. But so the longer they pay you, they're gonna lose the money.
Watch, check this out. I'm not gonna lie. I tried working warehouse job, and when I got hired through a third party company and I worked for 6 months, the agency tells me your job has been have been reassigned to a new job.
That's crazy.
Here's why. So this, the job right here that I'm working with to hire new people, they're paying me $1,000 per person. Now, they're dividing the $1,000 by three. The first is once your recruit has been working for 30 days, they pay you $250.
Their probation time.
Then, when your recruit has been working for
90 days.
3 days.
Oh, on top of the 90 days? I mean 30 days?
Yeah.
So 33 days.
So it's 250 30 days?
So another $1,000.
Yeah, so a period of a few certain months. Right. So 250 first 30 days. Another 250 and in 3 months. So when they hit the 3 month line, another 250, and then 6 months, three more months, they pay you 500. So that's 250, 250, 500.
That's a scam, though.
The agencies.
Me saw the money. You recruiting people? I'm just
saying. Exactly.
That's what they say.
Check this out. There's a list of people right there, and what I was thinking is, if I have them all work, and they're working for a year, two, three. I'm no longer gonna make no money. So what job agencies do is once they hit that 6 month line and they get paid the full $1,000, they say, your assignment is over. So now they leave and now you have a new person coming in for another 6 months.
Yeah, but they already made $1,000 in profit the first day, bro.
No. Because they divide the company pays the agency, which would be like say me.
Yeah, but think about it. And 1 hour of them working there, whatever they're doing for work, okay? Whatever they're doing for work. Let's talk restaurant. If you're the waiter, I order food. My bill is more than what you make in 1 hour. You just served more than what you make in 1 hour. So how much food does this restaurant have to sell to be able to pay you and the rest of your coworkers? Probably one table. Does that make sense? So they make profit up front. That's why they're doing that. And 1 hour of you working, you already worked enough for us to already make the profit on top of the $1,000 I'm going to give you. That's why they're telling you it's spread it out through a certain time. Look, I think you might know this, but it's distribution. So for example, what is McDonald's biggest product? What do they profit off? What's their business? What do they sell?
Fries.
What do they sell?
Fries, burgers.
That's wrong.
Chicken nuggets.
That's incorrect. That's not their biggest product.
Okay, their biggest...
Their product, McDonald's. What business they're in?
Franchise.
No. Oh, yes.
Franchise.
They're in real estate business.
They're in the real estate franchise.
They own the land. So you tell me what McDonald's... You want to open a McDonald's? Okay. McDonald's is going to tell you where you're going to open it. That's why McDonald's is 3 minutes away from somebody's house. Sometimes there's more than one McDonald's close by your house. Why? Because their system. They were competing with Dairy Queen back in the day.
Do you know that the owners of McDonald's got fucked away by this one guy who came through and took over their business?
What's his name? Something Croc.
Croc, yeah.
It's called. There's a movie. It's called The Founder.
The Founder.
I tell you about it.
Yeah. Well, anyways, what I'm trying to say is that Lineage pays you $1,000 per person, but they divide it into 6 months, and then after 6 months you get the full $1,000. So whatever. But that's not the business. The business is, you know, you can get into this, you can get into that, you can get into this, anything. You can get into anything. But what's gonna save your life more? What's gonna provide you for your family? What's gonna give you the
anything? The only thing that's gonna help you out is when you stop giving a shit about what people think. That's gonna help you.
But what's gonna provide for your family after you die?
Life insurance.
Insurance.
That's the only thing. But the sad part is, and it's crazy to say this, for most people that have life insurance, let me tell you this. About 87% of people already have life insurance. They have it through work, right? It's called their benefits. Some have it personal, right? People have it through the military, whatever the case may be, right? The banks. 87% of people about that have life insurance. About 80% of people have the wrong kind of insurance.
So there's left 27%.
We've only touched 3% of the market. Probably now, maybe 5, 6, 7. Because what? We're teaching the truth. People are lying to you. crazy. It's crazy. Like, in any industry you have, any industry you get into.
Do you know anybody who is selling online?
As in, what do you mean?
Life insurance. Who's selling life insurance online?
Well, technically, right now, I sell life insurance online.
Do you know anybody else who's doing it?
Well, yeah, right now, through COVID, everything's online. Everything's closed. So, technically, we're considered essential. So, I can still have the office open. Right? I can still have people come in. But that's not the problem. The thing is that now, people don't even want to interact with some people because they're scared to die. They're scared to get infected.
What's so crazy is that this shit's so stupid. Everything's all made up.
I don't know if you've seen this meme where it talks about, it has a mask on, right? And on the mask it says, I do everything the TV tells me to do. You know, and it's funny to me because it's just funny, dude. Like, there's certain ways that they manipulate us. TV, music, right? Social media, and the news.
I'll go ahead and pause this.
I need to take this.
Me too. Alright, go ahead. I'll go after you.